It's Monday, the 9th of November, and it's a wee bit windy. No, actually, it's very, very windy. And I'm not sure whether it's decreasing in strength or not. It began yesterday morning just with a breeze, then a strengthening wind, and then the day turned into what felt like the edge of a hurricane here. Just absolutely dire and dreich conditions. Powerful, powerful winds and driving rain, constant driving rain. Not nice at all. The first real stinker of the late autumn, early winter. And it's been blowing all night, and it's still blowing this morning. I've got my fur-lined lop-eared hat on this morning, so that's saving or keeping the wind directly out, but it's probably not come across as it is in reality. I'm watching the tops of the tall trees in the distance being bent right over. I suppose the positive side of things is that it's brought down a good deal of the leaves that's left in the trees.
Ooh.
That one crept up me, but just made the garden a whole mess. It's so strong, the wind, actually. I'm just wondering if flights have been cancelled at the airports. Certainly the ferries in the west coast of Scotland Dale have all been off since yesterday afternoon, I would guess. They're leaving early. Anyway, slept okay last night. Again, this yo-yo in action of deep sleep and light sleep. And I tried, not last night. Last night I still had tea at 8 o'clock. Stupid. Oh, but how can you resist a hot cup of tea? But one of the nights, one of the evenings, two or three days ago, I didn't have that cup of tea, and it didn't seem to make a heck of a difference to getting up during the night. Probably have to stop drinking anything by about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And then I'll just dehydrate throughout the rest of the day. So tired this morning at 7. Both of us we've made a pact, actually. Come to an agreement that we're going to go to bed at 9 p.m. this evening, instead of sitting up watching telly till 10. I'm not sure that'll make much difference to how tired we are at 7, but at least hopefully, we'll get an extra hour of sleep. Maybe that'll help. We'll try that. We'll try it for a week, I think. We'll see how it goes. Actually, I think it'd be a great idea. I've said this so many times, I'm going to say it again anyway. I think it's a great idea just for us to hibernate. Watching nature programmes, as we often do, we watch some live or record them for watching later. And we watched one last night. Well, actually, we watched a few yesterday, but we watched one in the evening about Yellowstone Park. in the winter. My goodness. But it wasn't that one, it was one earlier that we watched about and animals going into hibernation and for the winter and how they survived the winter. And I think it would be great. I think that's why we suffer so badly here with the seasonal disorder, sad, is because our body's crying out for us to hibernate. I think it'd be great. Even just say, oh, let's just say December and January. Getting the bed, the duvet, all prepared. Building up fat layers. Well, that doesn't seem to be a problem at the moment. I've already put on 5 pounds. Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. Put on 5 pounds in the past couple of weeks. That's shocking. But that would be excellent. You wouldn't give a damn. Get it in, eat it, get those chocolate hazelnut bars in. Stuff your face with everything you can get. And then get off under that giant duvet and set the alarm for the 1st of February or something like that. Just stick a catheter in somewhere so you don't even need to go up to pee. Oh, I'm not joking about that, by the way. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm being serious. As some people might say, but my God, you're giving away 2 months of your year, your life. But you're not really, because here in this neck of the woods, winter, those long, long, demoralizing nights, short days, that gets to you. It gets to us anyway, not just us. Well, the people, or most of the people around about here, and in all parts of Scotland, talk about the same thing. Yes, how depressing it can become for everyone, but yeah, I think 2 month hibernation would be great. Think of the fun, the joy of August, September, October, November. Look at me, hey, I'm 2 stone overweight, but come the 1st of February, I'm going to be a lithe, nimble body. He's cold already, my goodness. I love this weather though, as strange as it may sound. I absolutely love weather when it's at its extremes. Powerful winds, not so keen on the powerful driving rain, but yes. Powerful winds, roaring surf, leaves blowing horizontal left. The sheer power of nature, it's beautiful. Yes. Suppose I was sitting at an airport waiting for my plane to take off and it had been cancelled because of the high winds, maybe I wouldn't be so loving of extreme weather conditions. But from where I stand just now, it's beautiful. I feel a few spots of rain now. Yes. horizontal range. It's maybe just blowing in the wind. I know a song about that. Morning, Mr. Blackbird. I'll chuck you a wee bite out in a minute. Just give me a couple of minutes and I'll get you something nice. Oat cakes this morning, is it? You like? Oh, yes. Oh, good. I have a few I can spare. I need to get back the porridge. It's time for the porridge.